Dr. Schneider dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Jimmy Christine Dement, T-E-M-E-N-T. This goes to Lorena Mauney, M-A-U-N-E-Y, comma, F-N-P. On 6-18-24, Mrs. Dement performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study data 3/7/24. There's been no significant change period in a PAP of compression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry under Robert Stern. This goes to Dr. Galfier on 6/18/24. Mr. Stern performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 3/6/24. There's been a slight deterioration period. In the current study, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing some progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Fred Chapman. This goes to Dr. Pogodina on 6/18/24. Mr. Chapman performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95% period. The patient walked 349 meters in 6 minutes. The saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. No paragraph compression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Roy Mears, M-E-A-R-E-S. This goes to Dr. Palagrudo. On 6/18/24, Mr. Mears performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 2/2/22. There's been no change period in the of compression. Normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Wayne Crump. CRUMP, this goes to Dr. Hall. On 6/18/24, Mr. Crump performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was reversibility of airways obstruction, still leaving the patient with a minimal reduction of forced vital capacity period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/13/24, there's been no significant change period, no PEG of compression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Regina Alexander. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 6/18/24, Mrs. Alexander performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was greater than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was about 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow, leaving the patient with a very minimal reduction of forced vital capacity period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/12/23, there's been no significant change period in the PAP of compression. Actually, compared to a prior study of 12/12/23, there's been improvement period in the PAP of compression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Klug, K-L-U-G. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 6/18/24, Mr. Klug performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/13/23, there's been no significant change period to PAP of compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on June Lovelace. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 6/18/24, Mrs. Lovelace performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of aorta obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was a good response to bronchodilators with normalization of airflow. Period compared to a prior study data 3/21/24, there's been no change. Period new paragraph impression minimal, reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Thompson. This goes to Shannon Mathis, comma PA on 6/18/24. Mrs. Thompson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period prior to the OH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate degree of airway obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airway obstruction. Period compared to a prior study dated 5/22/24, there's been improvement. Period new paragraph compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing some improvement. Period. Thank you.